Exercise 2. Now, basically, this is to really begin to get those swallowing muscles, those muscles under your jaw, to start to relax. Many of you will be able to do a tongue trill. You've seen that again in the DVD. However, if you are not able to do a tongue trill, then just shift this exercise and use a different vowel sound. The whole point is, whether you're doing the tongue trill or another vowel sound, what I want you to do is place your thumb under your jaw so you can be in touch with whether or not those swallowing muscles are coming down. We need them to stay relaxed. On the tongue trill, it would sound like this. You should get a sense of that sound moving over, like over your cheeks into the middle of your head. And if the trill stops, that means the muscles are tightening or coming down. Other exercises will help you to get relaxed on that. So don't worry, just do as much as you can. Again, if you can't do the tongue trill, then just use a different sound, like an ah. Ah! Same thing. You're going to feel that sound moving over your cheek area, basically, as you go higher. If those muscles come down, typically your sound will stop and your air will be blocked. But just give yourself time and practice. You'll get better as you go on.